Shalom, אנחנו בשיעור.
Hello, everyone. We are in a very special lesson with the community of the Kabbalah, the Russian speakers. And we will continue the series of our articles about Passover, and we will read from Rabash book, part one. Article, Love of Friends, number one. You can find the study materials online in Aravut system and Sviva Tova. Anyone who asks a question in this study hall, please stand up and hold your mic close to the to your mouth and speak loud and clear, please.
Ken,
so let's read for the first time like this. No one has books.
Mm-hmm.
Love of friends one. And a certain man found him, and behold, he was wandering in the field. And the man asked him, saying, what are you seeking? And he said, I seek my brothers. Tell me, I pray you, where they are feeding the flock. A man wandering in the field refers to a place from which the crop of the field to sustain the world should spring. And the work of the field are plowing, sowing, and reaping. It is said about that, they that sow in tears shall reap in joy. And this is called a field which the Lord has blessed. Baal HaTurim explained that a person wandering in the field refers to one who strays from the path of reason, who does not know the real way which leads to the place he should reach. As in an ass wandering in the field. And he comes to a state where he thinks that he will never achieve the goal he should achieve. And the man asked him, saying, what are you seeking? Meaning, how can I help you? And he said, I seek my brethren. By being together with my brothers, that is, by being in a group where there is love of friends, I will be able to mount the trail that leads to the house of God. This trail is called a path of bestowal. And this way is against our nature. To be able to achieve it, there is no other way but love of friends, by which each one can help his friend. And the man said, they are departed hands, and Rashi interpreted that they had departed themselves from the brotherhood, meaning they do not want to bond with you. This in the end caused Israel's exiles in Egypt. And to be redeemed from Egypt, we must take it upon ourselves to enter a group that wants to be in love of friends. And by that, we will be rewarded with exodus from Egypt and the reception of the Torah.
Is
there anyone that doesn't understand altogether? We don't have such situations, right? Yes. You don't understand?
Tov.
Okay. So what should we do with people like you? I don't know. Are you not receiving translation?
Ah, I'm receiving.
You're getting it. Okay.
All right.
So what is this talking about here? I'll say it maybe first in Hebrew, and then if we need to, I'll repeat it in Russian. The writer is telling us that he sees people that are wandering in the field. The field is our life.
Yes.
A person sometimes doesn't know where to go, how to go, how to be accepted and received, and what to do with himself. So, and a man finds him as he's sees him wandering in the field. He, when you see him like that, kind of lost in the field, you have to help him. So that he will know where he can come to, what he can reach, so he doesn't get out of the path that might be close to danger, or maybe even worse. Rather that he should have before him kind of like a map, a roadmap for him to know where he could go to. And then it turns out that one who goes without the roadmap, without knowing where this path leads to, is in danger. Is in danger.
And
therefore, we try to go in a field that we, where we think about our life, in a field of life, in our field of life, in a manner that we can feel safe in. Where do we get this feeling of security? By us following the path that the Kabbalists have already paved for us, have walked before us, and they say that on this path it is possible to continue and come to the goal. And
so that's
the secret of success
is
that whoever wants to reach the goal, reach this goal, needs along the way to find how he connects to others. Because only those who are connected together come to the right place. And then they feel between them a special force that accompanies them to the goal. That's why it's written this way, that if they're asked about these individuals along the way, then they don't know how to answer, and they don't know where they're going. Whereas, if the people connect, then it's written like this, that they unite, even though at first they don't want to, but then they connect, and eventually they become from individuals into a group, and the group becomes a nation. And then they feel themselves in exile, in the exile of Egypt, just as wandering in the field. And if they take upon themselves the law that we need to be connected, we need to connect between us. And that is the assurance that we can succeed and come to the exalted goal. This is actually the whole article. Who didn't understand? Well, don't be ashamed. No. So why don't you read it again?
Article of Rabash, Love of Friends 1. And a certain man found him, and behold, he was wandering in the field. And the man asked him, saying, "What are you seeking?" And he said, "I seek my brothers. Tell me, I pray you, where they are feeding the flock."
This is where you see a person walking alone in the field, and he probably lost his way. He doesn't know how to come close and to where and in what way he can go. And then when he's asked, he also doesn't know what he is seeking.
A man wandering in the field refers to a place from which the crop of the field to sustain the world should spring. And the works of the fields are plowing, sowing, and reaping. It is said about that they that sow in tears shall reap in joy.
That means that it's not easy and simple to walk in the field for there to be sustenance, water, food to sustain ourselves. For that, there's a need to begin to connect between them and to begin to work with the land.
And this is called a field which the Lord has blessed.
If we worked correctly in the field, then this is a
field
that brings forth a blessing. And then that would be the crop that comes out of the field.
Baal HaTurim explained that a person wandering in the field refers to one who strays from the path of reason, who does not know the real way, which leads to the place he should reach, as in an ass wandering in the field. And he comes to a state where he thinks that he will never achieve the goal he should achieve.
You mean that he needs like something in his hand, a compass, a map, something, someone that can help him point in a certain direction.
So
he needs to go.
And the man asked him, saying, "What are you seeking?" Meaning, "How can I help you?" And he said, "I seek my brethren. By being together with my brothers, that is, by being in a group where there is love of friends, I will be able to mount the trail that leads to the house of God."
Meaning, this is what we want, to come to a place where the Creator awaits us. And it's possible only if we're in a group
יחד, כולנו,
and together, all of us,
we
make it through all the path in the right way, and that's how we get there.
This trail is called a path of bestowal, and this way is against our nature. To be able to achieve it, there is no other way but love of friends, by which each one can help his friend. And the man said, they are departed hence. And Rashi interpreted that they had departed themselves from the brotherhood, meaning they do not want to bond with you. This, in the end, caused Israel's exiles in Egypt. And to be redeemed from Egypt, we must take it upon ourselves to enter a group that wants to be in love of friends. And by that, we will be rewarded with exodus from Egypt and the reception of the Torah.
Teshalu, teshalu.
Ask, ask.
Ken Gert.
Yes, ma'am.
Shalom.
Hello.
אפשר ברוסית, אם את רוצה, לא חשוב לה.
You could ask in Russian too. I don't, it's not important.
יש вопрос от десятки.
יש שאלה
מהסרט. A question from the 10.
Растает на поле это наше объединение.
Это the crop that grow in the field, is that our connection between us?
Yes, that's thanks to the connection between us.
Ну давайте.
Продолжение вопрос от нашей десятки. Какая форма нашего объединения?
To continue a question from our 10. What are the form of connection that we can bring the food for the world, to humanity?
When we connect together as one man in one heart, in such a case, we completely connect to the Creator.
And
we can receive from him all that we need to. It's correct that I'm speaking in Russian? It's okay?
No.
Well?
Shalom. If we know that...
So Joseph was higher in a spiritual level from his brothers. How did he know that they don't want to connect with him? And how can I know that my friends in my group do want to connect and to be in love?
Look, these are spiritual conditions, very harsh conditions, that our connection must be truly in one heart, which is very difficult, very, very difficult. And you can see here people that are already 20, 30, and 40 years on the path, and although they're attaining, they're achieving already something, but they also know how difficult this path is. You want? No? Okay, yes, please.
I have a question. What makes us come to a love of friends? What is the cause?
The reason we need to come to love of friends is
that
without that, we won't reach love of the Creator. And then we won't be able to receive from Him the force to rise upwards from our attainment, and we won't be able to feel the Creator.
So first we need to understand the importance of the Creator.
Yes.
And to reach the Creator first.
Yes, yes. First, and not that these are stages, but to come to the Creator, we come specifically in the end. But actually, to begin with, also, it compels us, this goal, to connect between us.
Здравствуйте всем, всем собравшимся десяткам.
Hello everyone.
У нас
Hello to all the tens. This is our question.
Как не быть этим упрямым ослом в поле?
How not to be like the donkey in the field?
Hold on to your friends and ask the Creator. It sounds like it's all simple, yes? Implementation is very difficult.
Ken.
Yes.
Shalom, Kod Rav. Shalom, Kod Rav.
Hello, dear Rav. Hello to all the friends. We are here and we are united and it's okay. But we have a feeling that our nation is again entering into the exile of Egypt. What should we do? How can we help the nation to get out of this exile?
That's what you're doing, and you're giving a good example to all the people that see you, hear you, and maybe later you'll also join the dissemination efforts. So that is actually the great help that you can do. For the time being, think how you come to a connection between you and then to a connection with the Creator. Where?
Здравствуйте, Рав. Сергей, Мак Исраэль. И скажите такой вопрос. Как через любовь к товарищам почувствовать любовь к Творцу?
How through love of friends we can feel the love to the Creator and from the love of the Creator back to us. How can I feel it or how can we feel it? And how can we feel it right here and right now?
We can't feel the love of the Creator just like that easily. Everyone understands Russian, yes? We can't feel the love of the Creator so quickly and to begin being in some states that are closer or further away from Him. It's all attained gradually. Just like in our world, when we meet people, other people, then until we get to know one another, until we start to get along with one another, only after that we start to have such states that are closer or further awakened and so on.
Сначала изучать из Каббалы.
Such that we first need to learn from the wisdom of Kabbalah.
Тексты, которые говорят о
связи в группе. That talk about the connection between us in the group. And then the connection between the group and the Creator. These are two steps that are truly necessary, needed along the way, both for men and women. As without this, we won't begin to feel the upper world, which is above us, managing us.
Вот чтобы ощущать его,
we don't feel it.
Ощущать Творца, который
in order to feel it,
находится в нем,
to feel the Creator,
нам необходимо быть в хорошем
manages it through us. We need to be in a good connection between us.
Да.
That's our main mission.
И каждый из нас хочет наполнить какой-то.
We make an exertion.
And we have a desire to fulfill some spiritual deficiency, and then we have, how can we feel this fulfillment in this way?
We don't feel the filling immediately and directly. It requires time and a lot of time. But gradually, more and more, we will be able to understand with what forces we're working, or with what forces we're dealing with, what's the form of the connection, etc. And then as a result of that, we'll begin to feel this form of connection between us. This will bring us to the Creator, to the friends, and all of it together will connect. Thank you very much, and success to all.
Question from Mark Beersheba. What is this desire my brothers I am seeking, and what does it mean in the work in the group?
I seek my brothers is the beginning of the work in the group. When a person tries to connect with his friends, what we call his ten. Because without this, there's nowhere to advance to. Such that, first of all, it's the work in the group. We learn together mutual help, a certain kind of each entering, penetrating the others, and the ten, it's like that. More, it's not good. We're not really built to be able to feel more than 10. And also less than 10, we don't need. 10 is an optimal sum. It could be 8, 10, but more than 10, it's already, it becomes much. So each of us needs to understand well what ten he's in, what he needs to do with this ten, what it needs to do with him, how they incorporate in one another, and to understand that according to this mutual incorporation between a person and the ten, he begins to attain the Creator. There's nothing else. Just to reveal the Creator. We feel everything. That's why the incorporation and the connection and the feeling of the common existence in this way is very important. And many times people somehow distance themselves from this. They kind of reject it and think that it's not so important.
So
I would advise you to listen well to these words. It appears in every place in the wisdom of Kabbalah.
Is the work in dissemination, I feel a great force, and it gives a lot of strength. But with that, I can feel in the ten that I lose my importance. And it's like, it feels like there is a meeting, or if I do something in dissemination, and in a few minutes I will step in. But I feel that there is this balance that it's a bit scary.
Very, very dangerous. There are people who have it who have a very difficult time connecting with their friends in a tent, and there is no remedy or no medicine against that. Nothing can be helped with that other than to enter the tent, to come closer to the friends, and together with them to do all that they do.
So where is first priority, in dissemination or in the tent?
The tent.
To be in the ten, and then I'm
free if you're finished with the ten. But first of all, don't look for yourself any excuses. Next time, you could be later. No. The ten is a necessary thing. Without this, the whole of the wisdom of Kabbalah will not give you a thing. Because Kabbalah is practical study.
Ну, девушки, молчат. Да.
Well, ladies.
Здравствуйте, группа 23 Ж, Израиль. После прочитанного отрывка я хочу спросить, правильно ли понимать этот отрывок, что без любви и отдачи не будет.
What we read, I wanted to ask to understand this part, without love and bestow, there is no crop, corporeal things, and the land also needs to give and to bestow, and there will be no spiritual attainment, because the work of the land, it's what unites everyone. Can we understand it this way?
Of course,
we can understand it that way as well, but it's sufficient if we simply understand that without nearing gradual coming closer between us to each, for each of us to the big group, but the groups that are first working upon themselves and organizing themselves within themselves, and then these tens connect to the bigger group and bigger group and so on. Without that coming closer, we will not attain our exalted spiritual goals. It's simply a law.
Да.
A law of the spiritual world.
Здравствуйте, дорогой Раф, мировой Кли. Вопрос от десятки. Как вы правильно сказали сейчас нам, что очень важна практическая работа.
Just like you said now, it is very important the practical work. Is it right to do an exercise in our tent that each week a different friend will tell us about her deficiency, what she thinks that it's missing for our progression? And the whole tent will do and fulfill her desire. Is that right?
I don't think so. I don't think so. Meaning, where each time one woman in the group will dictate to the ten what they need to do.
So what is correct?
It's correct to read our source materials and to take from there the correct direction.
We gathered here, Eduard from Moldova, Anatoly from Israel, and now the friends from many places are listening to us. We have friends from Azerbaijan, Ukraine, Ukraine, Serbia, Germany. And we meet on a daily basis, a few times a day, and in this article is talked about love, and we always scrutinize these excerpts, and we scrutinize the lessons that we watch together. There are some friends who watch recorded lessons, some friends are in live, in a virtual way, but we don't meet much just like now. And it's a little bit, makes it a bit hard on our connection. And now we are together, just like a one heart. And the one that listens to us in Germany, in Ukraine, they can't connect this way. So we pray, we ask for them that we will be together, that these lessons will be just like a prayer. Shacharit, Mincha, Ma'ariv, morning, noon, evening, we read Psalms. The question is, how, after all, is best correct to connect in a virtual way, to ask from the friends to arrive to the lessons, or is it enough that we meet?
The best thing is the lessons. You need to connect in the lesson. You need to connect between you. Before the lesson, to connect to the friends, to kind of awaken them somewhat. Let's say there's a time, a night time, but together to be present in the lesson, and between you, you can here and there talk between you about what you understood, how you understood, and give each other questions and answer. But that's how you need exactly end the lesson. And according to the topic of the lesson.
So our meetings during the week, there is not an effect just like the morning lesson.
Correct.
Question. So it is difficult for us. We have one pension guy that is listening to the lesson, but the other students cannot listen to the lesson. It's problematic.
I understand that it's problematic, but with time, then not every day, once, twice a week at least.
Thank you, good luck. Mark 91. Also, our turn is all over the world, and it is says here about, is it correct to say about the plowing, sowing, and reaping? Is it correct to look at the friends in the eyes of the Creator?
Is that something you know how to do?
It's something we can try.
And not even to try. There's nothing to even try. You'll simply confuse yourselves and the Creator not. But to look at the friend, to try and see the friend, like a mother who looks at her child, not as he's small and she's great, but a mother, the love of a mother, then that's good. To know to forgive. In the ten, the most important thing is to forgive and to begin a new relationship right away. New ones.
I would like to ask how to love correct, how to correctly love the friends, that the friends will understand that my heart is open and I don't have different intentions.
If you learn the same materials and you listen to the same teachers, then it's natural that you'll be similar to one another and receive the material in a similar way. There can't be anything else here. Such that simply continue in an active manner, continue in the ten between you to make such connections that will bind you together to one strong connection.
Все. Да.
Yes.
Здрасте. Всем привет. Я хотела спросить, Басрия,
We can read the map in the 10 in our field that we build together. But sometimes I personally feel that to complete this, my path to the Creator, I need to be present in Bnei Baruch events, and sometimes I feel like if I don't read the Zohar, is it okay that I feel a deficiency and it's not enough for me to be only in the 10? And sometimes there are times that I really need to read the Zohar, and I feel that if I don't, I don't feel myself progressing. Is that okay?
Yes, it's okay, but not at the expense of the meetings with the 10.
What?
Okay. More?
I thought it was an issue. Can we?
Yes, ma'am.
Shalom. Now
we feel the hearts are open because we are together, and we feel like we found the map, we found the compass. The question, how to keep this map and how to keep the compass?
That's through the connection between you.
And how to strengthen it?
This is through the connection between you in the 10. You more and more are aimed, directed to the goal.
Another question about how can we pray with an open heart?
I can't open your heart. But by you talking in the 10, it turns out that your heart will open up.
Thank you.
It takes time. Just know that all these things take time. They are clarified gradually.
Добрый день, дорогой Раф. Скажите, пожалуйста, как у вас было с Рабашем по поводу построения молитвы каждый день, потому что для нас это важно.
You, how did you and Rabash build the prayer every day?
А как у вас, вы не расскажете?
Нет.
All of that exists in your books, also in the Russian language.
Can you tell us a little bit how it was for you?
No.
Добрый день, Раф. Добрый день, дорогие товарищи, подруги. Раф, здесь Рабаш начинает статью с очень таких риторических вопросов.
Рабаш starts the article with certain question. What are you seeking? What are you asking? And with these questions, do I need to start my day with these questions?
Well, maybe you're thinking about this question for a long time already. So you don't need to purposely begin with that question. But in essence, it's talking about the fact that a person who asks himself a question about life, where am I going? So he needs to ask, where am I going? What's my goal? What's my purpose? Etc.
Question. And the result of this work?
Выразится этот хисарон, как он тут здесь пишет, братьев свою ищу, и то, что мне больше ничего не надо, только братьев и стремиться.
That deficiency of my brothers I seek, and I don't need anything, and my work is to desire that.
This is really not simple, really not simple, but eventually, to all your questions about spirituality, you need to receive one answer, which will be clear to you. That you need to connect with your 10.
To
nullify before them. And in such a way, together with them, you will reach the goal.
Thank you very much.
Shalom lekulam.
Microphone.
Hello, everyone.
Shalom lekulam. Ha'sheila.
The question, the article starts with the name Love of Friends. And as we learn, love is the force of bestowal. And a friend is from the word connection. And as we learn, behind every friend, the Creator stands. The question is, the friend is the desire to bestow. Who is the friend?
The friend is the one that can help you, and you will help him or her to reach the purpose of life.
This is the friend's desire.
That's the friend.
Shalom, Rav Yikar. Shalom, lekulam.
Hello, dear Rav. Hello, everyone. I wanted to ask, where does the Creator reveal? Does He reveal in the man, in the ten, in the connection between us?
Between us.
And do we feel it? How do we feel it?
אנחנו מרגישים את זה.
We feel it. By the Creator helping us connect, distancing between us, bringing us closer and further, and constantly does these exercises to us.
Я что-то непонятно говорю?
Did I say something clear? And through such exercises that he performs with us, come closer, he comes closer and further himself, and by that we come closer and get further. So by this we come to a state in which we do already understand where we are and where the group is and where the Creator is. But in actuality, He is revealed between us.
Yes, ma'am. You said that we need to check ourselves when we read the sources. And if we understand them correctly, and in there everything is written correctly. I can understand that everything is written correctly, but everyone understands different. And we can see it a lot of times when we work in the ten. How can we come to a one understanding, a mutual understanding, that we don't have in our program, in a study program, that we don't have many scrutinies?
You don't need to discuss that. If you have disputes about how you're reading and each understands it directly, then nothing will come out of your discussions. Then you need a teacher that will read, that you will listen to, you will hear him and understand.
But now you are the teacher. We don't have any other teachers.
When do you gather and how do you study?
We have 10 meetings 3 times a day.
That's the 10 meetings, and you don't have like a manager? Or?
We listen to your lessons in the morning and in the afternoon.
It's probably not enough, yes? Misunderstanding awakens in you from the text.
It's not that we don't understand it. Everyone is pulling it just like a blanket to his direction and justify his understanding with all this excess, all from the text, all this.
Yes. that. It can be with every document, with every text, especially in the Torah. That's correct. So what to do with you?
Что вопросы? Ну вот говори в микрофон.
Talk in the microphone if you have a question.
Подготовить и к этому тексту и вместе обсуждать.
Maybe we need to prepare a question for this text and to scrutinize it together.
Yes, and every 5 minutes there'll be a different question. We need to constantly.
Который будет выяснять все ваши проблемы и не будет
scrutinize all your problems and not let you enter between you into these personal scrutinies, because that's how you will simply confuse one another. We need to talk about it.
Кому это лучше им обратиться? Люба.
Who should they turn to about this topic?
Я не понимаю, не слышу.
I didn't hear and understand.
Кураторы духовными вопросами не занимаются.
Ну скажи.
Дуди Арони, вода та хевра.
Дуди Арони, social.
Машела.
Department. What is the question? What?
If they're reading an article, and after the article, it could be that each one has their own opinion. And this is how they remain with that. How can it be that they will have someone that will explain to them how they need to see the article, to read it, receive it, to swallow it?
So there are teachers, there is Boris that is helping and explaining. There are meetings, there is opportunities to come to the morning lesson, to the afternoon lesson. There is someone to turn to that will answer all the questions. And we also have the archive with Kabbalah Media. Maybe this article is like 50 or 100 times that we got answers from the Rav for this article. And there's always someone that will answer these questions. Student, I would like to listen to ask if there is room to nullify that may when there is a misunderstanding.
No, this is something that needs to be scrutinized. To scrutinize, it's not a place where I can annul myself, and it will be for the benefit of advancement. No.
The
benefit of advancement will be the scrutiny, but a scrutiny that is done in an organized manner. A Kabbalist or the managers or whoever's there, that's acceptable about it. I have here many questions.
Turki tu. Avzula.
Shalom Rav Yakar.
Shalom.
Kli Alomi. Rav Yakar.
Hello Rav.
Bu tarlayı nasıl mantık ötesinde gidebilirim ve nasıl mantığımın üzerine çıkabilirim?
How can I rise above reason in this field? How to rise above reason?
That's something that one needs to arrange for himself, such an ascent. We'll talk about this.
No.
It needs to be an article or several articles together.
Tbilisi.
Добрый день, дорогой любимый Рав, дорогой Мировой.
Good day, dear Rav.
Дорогой Рав.
Вы
знаете, я больше 10 лет с вами, и только сейчас пришло.
Rav, you know, I'm with you more than 10 years. And only now there's this feeling that everything that I thought that I'm doing, that I came to the study of Kabbalah, I'm a good boy, there's a feeling that everything the Creator is doing. And it gives such strength to nullify in front of the Creator, in front of you, in front of the friends, in the feeling. But now, I always knew that, but now there is a feeling.
Congratulations, I bless you.
Tov. Woman for woman.
So, thanks to you and the friends.
No, Sangul.
Selam sevgili Rav, selam sevgili dostlar.
Selam, selam.
Çalışmayı yaparken hissettiğim şey yaradanın ne olmadığı, yüz yüze kalmak.
What I feel while during the study is what the creator is not. What I am faced with are the consequences of receiving things for myself. My question is, how can I realize the qualities of the creator in all those things?
The real qualities of the Creator are our corrected desires, by which we come to adhesion to one another.
Beseder. Woman Mark 26.
Дорогой Раф, вот Йосеф бродил по полю, и у него было вот это внутреннее состояние.
Joseph is wandering in the field, and he had this internal feeling that his brothers are not there. I can understand that it's a lack of correction in the heart. Why the Creator did not answer him? He was looking, he was seeking. Why at the end of the day, by the story, we can see that the Creator did not give him what he was seeking.
Why do you think that for every request of a person, the Creator answers?
Well, I had similar conditions, similar states, and the Creator gave me when I was seeking. But I know that there are friends that share that they had a desire, but the Creator did not answer to them. So I'm trying to understand what it depend on.
That depends on a person, whether he needs to answer or not. It could be that you were in such states that he answered you. And to someone else, he wouldn't answer. That's why in such states like yours, it all depends on who a person is and how to guide him.
Why he did not give to Joseph?
Joseph
what did he have inside?
Joseph had to lead his brothers to Egypt. That's why the Creator didn't give it to him. Women Mac.
Здравствуйте, дорогой любимый Раф.
Привет, привет.
Здрасте. Дорогой учитель, как правильно сеять зерна в землю в правильной десятке, чтобы вышел правильный урожай?
How to correctly plant the seeds in the ground in the ten?
Абсолютно.
Of course, I'm not very strong in home economics, but I don't understand anything there. But in agriculture, I don't understand a thing. But we need to relate to the earth as the partner, as the partner that will help you to grow this crop.
И так далее. То есть это все
rise in the degrees, etc.
Зависит от нашего расположения к Творцу.
It all depends only on
что мы желаем.
How we place ourselves before the Creator, our inner prayer, what we want.
Если десятка правильно объединяется, то следующее состояние должно быть лучше предыдущего.
So if the ten connect correctly, and this state is better than the old state, how can we appreciate it? How can we measure it? What are the criteria that the direction of the ten will be correct towards all the different states?
The states can be more higher up, but positive or negative. It depends on the specific person, what degree he needs to be in, how he's supposed to feel that degree.
Woman
okay.
Turkey 10.
Women Turkey 10.
Hello, dear Rav.
Lately, I have been feeling like an exile, not among friends, but in the corporate life. When I remember friends, I feel a sense of relief in my heart. Does this feeling also belong to spirituality, even in corporeality?
No.
No, in spirituality you feel only when you connect to the ten.
We
also have Women Mac 25.
Спасибо большое, дорогой Рав, и спасибо за этот прекрасный урок. Сегодня ощущается какая-то особая красота и трепет.
Thank you for this beautiful lesson. There is a very special feeling and spiritual fear that with everyone that come together with you, the question is, when we walk together in this path, what is the map that we need to walk together and we won't go sideways?
The roadmap for us is the warmer relations between us towards the friend and the warmer relation between us and them to the Creator. Even simply to open the heart and warm it up from within you more and more and more, and to get used to exist in it, to live in it. All right. I gave my hour.
Спасибо.
Thank you. So thank you very much.
Конкретно, что мы должны с вами делать?
Concretely, what do we need to do? Do we have other such meetings?
יהיו בעתידות פגישות עם הקהילה כאן של בוגרי מאק, ויהיו בטח עם עוד קבוצות נוספות.
There will be other meetings with the MAC community here, of course, and also in other languages, but at this point
we will take all the friends and our broadcasts Friday meal at 2:30, and let's finish with a song.
Wonderful. Thank you very much.
Behind the curtains of the story told, behind the faces of the meek and bold,
above the good and bad, the right and wrong, there's hope for a brighter dawn.
We've learned to breathe without a breath of air. We've learned to run on roads that lead nowhere.
Now is the time for us to rise above and learn what it is to love.
We open our hearts. Together we will fight. And we'll see that love can cover all the crimes. Oh, choice that way.